Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Heritage Financial are not affiliated. Welcome back to Making Money Fun. I am John Jagay. I'm joined again by Shanna Tingen from Heritage Financial in Phoenix. Shanna, both working from home today. How you holding up?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. Today we are going to talk about the much anticipated Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as CARES, because they always make an acronym out of these things. You know, most of the country were deep into the first month of some type of quarantine to try and stop the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus. New York, New Jersey, California, full lockdown. Arizona's under a stay-at-home order. Let me ask you first, Shanna, how has this impacted the economy?
Oh, that's a great question. There are so many ways that it has. And I think that in some industries and with some individuals, it's really impacted them more deeply. Restaurants, you know, those types of service companies like business to consumer, air conditioning companies, plumbers. In some of those cases, it really has hit them harder than others. But on Friday, the 27th of March, the CARES Act was signed, and it really has broad implications, not only for individuals, but also for businesses. So we're going to start with the individual part first. And this is a kind of a two-part podcast because I wanted to split the conversation up a bit. We're going to talk first about how it's going to help individuals. And then in the next episode, next week, we'll talk about how the CARES Act is going to help many of my small business friends.
Okay, so in the CARES Act, the first thing people are asking about is stimulus checks. So with apologies to Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people are eagerly waiting that check that is supposed to be direct deposited. So this one's the, you know, sort of the big one that's getting a lot of publicity right now. And it's still being worked on. The details are still being worked on. But here's what we know at this point. Within about 2 weeks of listening to this podcast, we all should be getting some kind of check if we qualify. And the way that they're dispersing those is a couple of different ways. So if you've already filed your 2019 taxes, they will use that income data as well as the account information to direct deposit your stimulus check into. If you haven't, then they'll use the 2018 information. So there's just a little bit of strategy also around that. If your income was higher and maybe disqualifies you and you haven't yet filed in 2019, maybe wait to file until after the stimulus checks come in. Also, if you've added a family member in 2019, you might want to go ahead and file so that you can get their $500. So just a little bit of a strategery there for how and when you should file. But that's something to keep in mind as well.
I know I'm kind of kicking myself a little bit because I did better in 2019 than I did in 2018. And I had already filed the taxes by the time this thing came out. And I said, oh, if I had just waited, I might have got a little bit more money. Like you said, the strategery.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, there are pretty specific rules around it. But I would definitely, if you haven't yet filed, I would definitely check with your CPA to see if it makes sense to do that quickly or to wait to file to see, you know, which way sort of makes the most sense for you. And if you don't have a tax return on file, let's say you're not required to file, maybe you're on Social Security or otherwise don't have enough income to file, then you're probably going to have to get a paper check, which is definitely going to take longer.
Absolutely. Okay. So not the $1 million question, but the $1,000 question. How much are we going to get?
Great question. So a good chunk of Americans will get $1,200 per adult and $500 per child in the household. And the amount phases out if you're over a certain income limit. So we'll link a calculator in the show notes to kind of give you an idea of how much you can expect.
Okay. So what else are we getting out of this CARES Act, Shanna?
So there are a couple other things. I already mentioned filing taxes. We do not have to file or pay taxes in 2020 until July 15th.
Okay.
So if you haven't already done that, you get a little bit of a reprieve. Not all states are extending that deadline, so you might want to check with your specific state to make sure. But federal taxes do not have to be filed until July 15th, and any tax due does not have to be paid till July 15th. So that's definitely a cool thing.
Yeah, because I think a lot of folks are have, whether you're a small business owner or just a regular person that doesn't own a small business, whether you may be furloughed or laid off or your salaries might be cut, you've got a cash flow issue right now. So if this can buy you a few months to have to pay your taxes, that's great. What else is the government doing to sort of alleviate the financial stress on us right now?
You can also take until July 15th to make any contributions to retirement accounts. So if you don't have a cash flow issue and maybe you have a little bit of a surplus that you want to contribute to a Roth or traditional IRA, you have until July 15th to count that for last year. And so it is super important that you do that by July 15th if you want to. And speaking of Roth or traditional IRAs, we can take distributions from 401ks, traditional or Roth IRAs, with some exceptions, and not have to worry about the 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half this year specifically.
That's great, because I know that's always been like one of those cardinal sins, is taking money out of your 401k or your Roth early, unless you're super desperate. So just another thing the government has done to sort of give us a little bit of breathing room if we need to tap into that money right now.
Exactly. And it's certainly not my favorite option, but for some folks, they won't have any other choice. And so you just basically have to self-certify that you've been impacted by COVID-19. And it is under $100,000 is the amount that you can take out without paying that penalty. You still have to pay the taxes, but in some cases, you can spread those taxes even out over a three-year period to make that burden less cumbersome as well. And also, the standard or statutory withholding is usually 20%. And in this year, they're going to reduce that to 10%. So you can end up getting more cash pretty quickly.
I know it's a little bit complicated, so we'll keep it top level here. But you mentioned self-certifying. It's essentially, in a way, hey, listen, this has affected me or my spouse or my family, right?
Exactly. You don't have to prove that somebody you know was diagnosed. You just have to basically state that it impacted you financially, whether you were placed on furlough or under a stay-at-home order or had to spend more money on homeschooling the kids or whatever the situation is. The government doesn't really care for you to prove it. They just want your word that it did impact you.
Right. Because I think there are going to be literally millions of people that have been affected by this in some way, shape, or form. And having to prove or find documentation, that's just a red tape nightmare. So it's nice to say, okay, we're going to take your word for it. You're affected. Because I think most people are going to be affected. And a lot of this stuff is good throughout the calendar year 2020, right?
It is. And the other thing, speaking of the millions of people that they have done, is they've expanded in a lot of states, in most states, unemployment benefits to include sole proprietors or folks that own a business that maybe only employ themselves. And so what I'm suggesting folks do if they are finding themselves out of a job or with a reduction in income is don't go on their website, call your state's unemployment office and file, even if you don't think you're eligible, because the CARES Act did tremendously expand unemployment benefits, and the websites might not be keeping up with that at this point. So that's another thing that they've done to try to help folks out.
And I know a lot of states, people are having trouble either getting through to the website or getting through on the phone, and I know a lot are expanding capacity as we speak. So we're going to hit more on the business side of things in our next episode. But in the meantime, Shanna, people have a lot of questions about this CARES Act. It's brand new. It just went into effect, like you said, last Friday. We're recording this on April 2nd. If people have questions about it related to their specific situation, what are the best ways to reach you?
Yeah, that'd be heritagefinancialaz.com. If you click on schedule a consultation in the top right corner, you'll be taken right to my calendar. And no matter where you are, we can meet virtually. You don't even have to worry about coming into my office.
Social distancing at its best. I had actually, you know, said to a friend the other day that it's almost good that this happened now as opposed to 20 years ago, because we have all this technology to be able to stay in contact with each other, as opposed to back in the day when we didn't have FaceTime and Zoom and virtual meetings and all those things.
Yeah, exactly. Take advantage of those where you can, everybody, and please stay safe out there.
All right, Shannon, we'll talk to you about the business side of this next time.
Thank you, John.